there was a lot of uncertainty about whether the Mark I containment would be able to withstand a major accident that they should have been designed to withstand.
Well, when you told your bosses at GE that there was a problem, what did they say?
Well, my bosses at GE said, yeah, we know there's a problem. We have to do something about it, and that's what we're doing. And in fact, I was the guy that they assigned to be the project manager directing this reanalysis program. But I was concerned that there should perhaps have been a respite while we completed the analysis, and my bosses basically said, well, we can't afford to do that. That would be like a massive recall, and it would be very detrimental to the marketing program of GE.
When you say respite, you wanted them to close these plants down while you did the analysis.
Well, yes, I would have been much more satisfied if they had been closed down to do the analysis, yes.
And you and two other GE engineers quit.
That's right.
Is there a fundamental flaw that existed back then that's still something we have to deal with? Is this generic to the design, or can they be fixed?
Well, it's really hard to say, and it's kind of a judgment call. There's probably not a specific design flaw that exists there, but the configuration of the Mark I plant certainly, in my opinion, leaves it a little more vulnerable to such significant events as the earthquake or the tsunami that happened at Fukushima. And I think they have a basic design weakness, if you will, to withstand those kind of events.
Did you know that the Fukushima plant in Japan used GE Mark I reactors? At least 5 out of the 6 reactors are GE Mark I's.
Oh, yes. And in fact, when I was still at GE, I had been to the Fukushima plant and never thought I'd see anything like this. It's beyond my imagination.
Well, that's a good point, though. Can you imagine these possibilities when you're building something as complex and big as a nuclear power plant?
Well, certainly in the case of Fukushima, they did not imagine that. They did not think that was anything that was a credible accident sequence. I've heard people talk about this thing as a black swan event. You know, black swans aren't supposed to happen, but every once in a while one comes along.
So the unthinkable is really limited only by our imagination.
Well, that's right. That's absolutely right. One of the reasons that I resigned in 1976 that we need to really think about the consequences, all of the consequences of the decisions that we make, and that happening again, so, or continues to happen, I guess I should say.
Mr. Breidenbaud, at this point, are you pro-nuclear power or anti-nuclear power, or are you someplace in between?
I would say I'm someplace in between. I see that we have signed on to have nuclear be part of our energy supply. I am concerned about nuclear power as from the consequences that we see happening today in Japan. But on the other hand, I'm also concerned about global warming, and nuclear energy is potentially something that could help, although it takes so long and is so costly to build a nuclear plant now, I don't see that it's going to have a lot of effect on global warming. But I certainly hope that we can get on with development of other alternative energy supplies.
Well, Mr. Breidenbaugh, thanks a lot.
Okay. Thank you.